My name's Peter Tate, and I'm a relative of Colin Glenn. The family is devastated at the very, very sad circumstances of the passing of Jack. The difficulty is that we haven't been able to recover Jack yet, and that remains the mainstay and the focal point for the family, and the family will not rest until we've got Jack back and got him home. Jack was an amazing young man who touched many, many people, from the sporting world to the school world to many, many friends, and many, many friends not only in Northern Ireland but further afield. He was an amazingly talented young boy who could turn his hand to any sport and was amazing at it, and the void that is left is indescribable. It's probably a source of comfort to the family at this time to know that Jack was really, really cherished by many, many people, and that they are also sharing in the grief of the family at this really, really difficult time. On behalf of the family circle, I would like to pass on our sincere thanks for the efforts of all the emergency services and Foyle Search and Rescue. Indeed, it's difficult to understand that Foyle Search and Rescue is pretty much a charity organisation. Last night, I put out on social media platforms what we're trying to achieve now, today, and going forward until we get Jack home. We have now set up a focal point here at Ebrington Square, where the Ebrington Square meets the Peace Bridge, and that'll become the rendezvous point for our search. We've split the river up into sort of from the Peace Bridge to the Foyle Bridge, and then the Peace Bridge up towards new buildings, and we're coordinating that effort from here on the hour, every hour, during the hours of daylight, so from 9 o'clock this morning through until just after 5 o'clock tonight. The initial support that we've had this morning is unbelievable, the turnout that we've had from people coming from far and wide. There's people that's just arrived from Bangor, from Carrickfergus, as well as people from the city here and from outside the city. And again, on behalf of the family, we're just really, really deeply indebted for people taking time out of their day to come and support us and help us and try and find Jack. And we'll not stop until we have found him.